With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A human rights group says the number of prisoners released in Venezuela has risen to 18 from 9 on Friday afternoon.
The release of hundreds of political prisoners in the South American country is a long-running demand of human rights groups, international bodies, and opposing figures, including Nobel Prize winner Maria Corina Machado, who has several close allies imprisoned. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and Venezuela's top lawmaker Jorge Rodriguez, the brother of acting President Delcy Rodriguez, have said the releases are a gesture of peace. President Trump posted on Truth Social that he has canceled the second wave of attacks on Venezuela following cooperation from the South American nation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti has some advice on how to help the people of Iran.
I think the most important thing we could do right now is work to restore internet connectivity to the Iranian people and to allow the Iranian people who are rebelling against their government, this tyranny that's ruled them since 1979, to connect with one another and with the outside world so we could get some explanation of what's happening.
Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network that internet connectivity would allow U.S. leaders to let the people of Iran know that we are in solidarity with them. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's hard to say who will win the midterms at this point.
This country is so closely divided. It really is nominal how 50-50 this country is right now. And so those couple of extra seats, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this competitive race number doesn't actually come down as we get closer to November, as the final set of redistricting comes through and we find out where the final races are going to be.
Authorities have charged a 24-year-old man with murder after six people were killed in a series of related shootings Friday night in northeast Mississippi. Derricka M. Moore faces a first-degree murder charge that could be upgraded. This is SRN News. Christians in Nigeria are hoping 2026 brings peace.
The plight of believers being violently persecuted by Muslim terrorists has drawn the eyes of the world in recent years, and in the final days of last year, President Trump launched airstrikes against those terror groups. The hope of religious freedom advocates around the globe is that the Nigerian government will rouse itself and make the destruction of radical Muslims a priority. But critics point out that most of the top government positions are occupied by Muslims with mostly Muslim constituencies. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed the complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering such procedures. The complaint argues that this sex-based discrimination and seeks to reverse the policy in actuality. This is SRN News. Syria's Defense Ministry announced a ceasefire Friday after 3 days of clashes between government forces and Kurdish fighters in the northern city of Aleppo that displaced over 140,000 people, but fighting resumed in the evening. BBC correspondent Mimi Swaby reports.
According to Syrian media, the army had made some arrests, as well as seized weapons, ammunition, and explosives during their operation. The power struggle has led to 4 days of clashes in Aleppo. Tens of thousands of residents have fled the Sheikh Maksud and Ashrafiya neighborhoods, which the Syrian army shelled on Wednesday after designating them as closed military areas. Further strikes have been reported in recent days.
There was no public response from the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces to the ceasefire. Minnesota leaders urging protesters to remain peaceful as demonstration coverage converge on a Minneapolis park protesting a fatal shooting of a woman last week. More details at srnnews.com.